All right, guys, it's October and the haunted houses are opening across the country. And we have a new film coming out this week. It's called The House October Built. It's brought to you by Bobby Rowe and Zach Andrews, who I had a chance to interview. You'll hear that interview in a little bit. But Nathan and I had a chance to view the film this week, so we thought we would give you a little Roper and Ebert kind of thing with this film, just to kind of give you an idea of what we thought. So just to give you a background on it.
As long as I don't have to be Ebert.
Fine. You can be Ro. I'll be Ebert. I don't know how to do Ebert though, but how are we going to do the thumbs up thing? Cause I don't think anybody can see that on the podcast, but all right, we'll figure it out. So anyway, these guys took a concept of haunted houses and used it as an idea for a new, I'm going to call it docu-horror because I'm not going to call it found footage. That attempts to Okay, well, you know what it tries to do. It tries to recreate the experience of walking through a haunted house while also expanding on the legends that pop up every year of an extreme haunted house that must be sought out to be found. So there's a lot of dark world lurking beneath the floorboards of these attractions. So let's peel back the curtain. And
I have no idea.
Nathan and I are going to talk about it. So, Nathan, from the standpoint of you working at a haunted house, why don't you give us a little background on that part of it before we get into the movie?
Well, this movie, I found it really intriguing simply because I've worked in haunted houses most of my life. I'm 34 years old, and I have 20 years of haunt experience. So I've been doing it the vast majority of my life, my entire adult life. And they're very right. There's no more fucked up group of people you'll ever see than a group of haunt actors. They tend to be kind of weird, but what you see in the film being backstage at haunted houses it's a little glimpse into it. It's not the full Monty or anything like that, but it's a pretty decent glimpse into what an actual haunted house and how it runs. And I've always been intrigued by this idea of the extreme haunted house. You've always heard the stories about, the one that's so many floors and they have real snakes and whatever, and they'll catch you and throw you out the windows and all that kind of stuff. That place doesn't exist, but smaller versions of it do. Like, there's Blackout in New York. There's the Cult. I forget where it is. There's like a few that are really extreme where they will, tie you up and torment you. And I've always been intrigued by those, and I'd really love to work in one. And the fact that this movie is all about the search for one really, really hooked me in. When I saw the trailer and heard exactly what they were going for, that really, really piqued my interest.
Yeah, the first time I'd seen the trailer for this film, I had the same idea. I was like, wow, this is a really cool concept. I can't remember anyone taking on this genre with the subject matter. And so I was like, this is a really cool concept. I think we've seen, Travel Channel shows about traveling across the world and checking out the coolest haunted houses and all that other stuff, but nothing like this.
Which, by the way, Netherworld has been featured on almost every single one of those specials.
Sweet. But so you got to tell me about a little bit more about the story. So basically, the story follows a group of friends who rent an RV and embark on a road trip to find the scariest and most realistic haunted houses in America, right? So their journey leads them into some of the most disturbing and strange experiences of their lives. I want to ask you, being from somebody that works at these places, there's a lot of vignettes in this film regarding like newspaper, news clippings about people that, maybe they don't do background checks and all this stuff. Is that stuff real?
Sadly, it actually is. I mean, at many of the places like Netherworld or any of the bigger haunts, we generally do background checks. What exactly will disqualify you from working there? I can't say. We do background checks. If anyone's, a violent felon or a pedophile or something, no, we don't employ them. But I have worked in other haunted houses, which, little JC's haunts or, smaller, even commercial haunts, where they just don't care.
Right.
Where they just need bodies to fill holes. Well, God, that sounded bad. They need bodies to fill spots in the house. And if you can be creepy, they will take you. The movie kind of makes it seem like that happens a lot. There have only been a handful of instances because haunted houses really became a thing in America back in the 70s. That's when they really became huge. And since then, that's a good, four decades of you know, going on haunted houses, there have been a handful of incidents, but unfortunately it does happen. Yes.
Well, so part of the storyline of this film, and it's not really giving anything away, it's part of the concept of the trailer, is that the group encounters a group of these haunt workers, and they seem to have an issue with the group because of something that one of the group members does to the house.
Which is a big no-no. I'd have beat his ass.
Which just brings me to my point, is that basically they try to kind of go through the facts that these are tight-knit groups, groups of families that work together. Not families in a sense of like brother and sister, but these are tight-knit groups of people that work together in these haunts. Do you feel that, like, working for so long that, like, these people become sort of family members?
I've always said a haunt, we refer to ourselves as haunt families. Like, we are, in other words, we're the nether spawn. We, you know, we have a name for us. We consider ourselves a family. I've said the best analogy is a combination of war buddies and a Rocky Horror cast. That is the best way, because you have all been through, make no mistake about it, working in a haunt is an ordeal. It's tough. It's every night putting your body through shit that will, you know, that'll break you and break a lot of people. I've had teeth knocked out in a haunted house. I have destroyed my knee chasing people with chainsaws. It's an ordeal, and you all have that shared experience, but you also have that love of what you're doing, and the fact that you know, you may or may not be getting paid, but you do it for free just because you love it. And the fact that you all share this passion, and the fact that during October you will see your haunt family more than you will your real family, it really creates a strong bond amongst the workers in a certain house.
So the group, obviously, they embark on this journey throughout all these haunts through the whole month of October. And the biggest, I guess, brass ring that's sitting there is these underground extreme haunts that we talked about a little bit earlier. So the group actually finds one. They travel to Baton Rouge to kind of find this place. And, you know, of course, will they reach their intended destination in the normal frame of mind, or will they lose their minds, or whatever is going to happen to this group? But extreme haunts, let's talk about this, because the thought, or the, you know, it's always become this thought that these extreme haunts exist somewhere in America. Like, I'll tell you one in Philadelphia, they've always called it, like they said, the 13 ghosts. It's supposed to be 13 stories. And everyone says, like, it's this extreme and abandoned warehouse factory that no one knows where it is. And no one's ever reached the 13th floor and all that other stuff. But every one of these, I think every state probably has their legend. But
you know why no one knows where it is?
Because it doesn't exist.
Exactly. but everyone has a brother's cousin, whatever, who's been there.
But it's it's fun to think that they do exist.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
So how did that aspect of this film work for you?
It worked great. And the fact that I think now is the perfect time to do a film like that, because places, you know, not to that extreme, but places that take it to an extreme have started to open. It's only been a phenomenon the last 3 or 4 years that places that will go to an extreme have started to exist. And so this movie suddenly became possible. This movie now is not so much out of the realm of reality. So I think it's very interesting that it came out now. And I'd be interested to know if they had heard of some of these places, or if the idea for this movie was gestating out of the urban legend.
Yeah, so you'll definitely, in the interview that we'll have in a couple minutes, we'll talk about a little bit more of their research into this subculture that they went into. But I got to ask you, it's hard to believe that a found footage film took this long to take on this subject.
You said it.
It's unbelievable.
You said found footage.
I did. Shit. Docu-horror. It took this long to make this subject matter happen on film.
I've seen, you know, low budget flicks before that took place in a haunted house as, you know, at narrative films that were, you know, about weird things. You know, someone ends up getting killed in an actual haunted house, and it's someone who was working in a haunted house, had a camcorder, and said, "Hey guys, let's make a movie." But I really have not seen this approach done before, and I'm kind of surprised it took this long for it to happen too.
So I, opinion, of course, I really think that these guys created a spooky tale and achieved a really terrifying horror experience for audiences. What did you think?
I think, okay, the concept of the movie is great, and I love the way that they slowly build this anticipation towards when they finally find the Extreme Haunt, what it is. The, you know, the suspense and curiosity is built in amazing ways. There are certain parts where I think, you know, there are certain parts where it slows down a little too much when you're just getting character development, but that's an important issue, but it doesn't really make the movie drag. The interest of where it's going, you know, pulls it along at a good clip.
So I have a little, I guess my one big favorite part of this film, and it may just be because I'm an actor's guy, is that I really believe that they strayed away from the cliches while never really taking the audience for granted, and which lent a lot to the believability of their characters, which is usually lacking in these kinds of films.
What I loved was that they had a female character in the group and did not play a love interest thing to the hilt.
Oh, exactly.
And I loved that. I was like, oh God, I see where this is going. And it didn't. And I love what movies that like go against conventions and what you're expecting.
Well, let's go on record as saying, I mean, Brandy Schaefer is a very good looking girl.
Absolutely.
And I thought she did a fantastic job. So kudos to you, Brandy. I didn't have a chance to speak to you yesterday with Bobby and Zach, but if you're listening, we are big fans.
Well, the actors and actress who made up that group of friends had a really good chemistry, a really believable chemistry that these are a group of friends that, you know, sometimes got irritated with each other, but really, you know, love each other deep down.
Would you take a trip like this? Or let's just say, how much do you think a trip like this would cost us if we did this?
A lot of money. I've actually, one of my dreams is to go on a haunt tour one day during October and just hit all the major haunts I can possibly get to. And money is the one thing that has kept me from doing it. It would be at least a good couple grand to do a trip like that.
Yeah, it just seems like such a fun trip, though, especially like during this time. Like, just to do it would be a really good time. And there's tens of thousands of probably haunted houses all across America. Maybe not that much, probably a good thousand, maybe. But it would be a lot of fun to be able to do something like this. So what was your overall impression of the film?
I enjoyed it. Like I was saying to you earlier, I am over the found footage concept. I wasn't crazy about that aspect of it, but if you give me a good story, I can overlook a format I'm not huge on. So I would definitely recommend this flick. It captures the feeling of October, as it says in the title, really well. And being a haunt guy, it was cool to see that they didn't go for the mega haunts. They went for the down and dirty haunts. And those are some of the ones I like, because haunts are like horror movies. You've got the big budget blockbusters. You've got the little low budget things and everything in between. And there's a place for all of them. And I like that they gave the smaller haunts some love. They even bleeped They even bleeped the name of House of Shock in that movie.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Well, if you got a chance to create or maybe expand on this universe, and I did ask them this question too, but I'll ask you, being a haunt guy, where would you like to see a sequel or a continuation of this story go to?
Oh, God. First of all, I would like them to go, if they were going to do a sequel, they should totally go Halloween 2 with it and start the sequel minutes after the first movie ended.
Getting Out? Yeah.
Yeah. Because it kind of cuts it off as, oh my, that I like the non-conclusion.
Yeah.
It's got a conclusion, but a non-conclusion of, okay, was that all a show? Did they actually kill these guys? You know, what happened in that extreme haunt? You don't really know. It plays with, was it real or wasn't it?
Right.
So I'd like to see, you know, that taken to its natural conclusion. And I'd also like to see them, I don't know, maybe hit up a variety of haunts, like maybe do one mega haunt, like a little charity haunt, something in between, on their way to finding the most extreme. Because it would have to be okay, we've seen Blue Skeleton, what's next?
Right. And by the way, there were no spoilers in what Nathan said. It was just a kind of juxtaposition of what would happen.
If you read the synopsis, you could get everything I just said. I was very careful not to spoil anything.
And I wish I had a chance to bring this up with the guys. My hope would be, and it's a Jersey hope, so that's the reason why I'm bringing it up. I really would like to see them tackle on the Pine Barrens.
Ooh, yeah.
As the Pine Barrens are considered the creepiest place on the planet. 300 miles of just nothingness, barren Pine Barrens, and no one has a fucking clue what's behind there. And there's lots of houses. There's lots of craziness. Mm-hmm. The Jersey Devil, etc. I don't think that those are necessarily parts of the haunted house per se, like what they shot for in this movie. But I can tell you that Pineys have some crazy shit going on back there. So I wouldn't doubt that there was something extreme going on back there.
Tell you what I want to know from this movie. I want to know where that Halloween strip club is.
Yeah, what was that? Incredible. There is you can't go a horror film without a little boobies, and this film didn't hurt you.
Yeah, the only thing, other thing I really wanted out of this movie, and I'm gonna be careful not to go into spoiler territory. At some point, they encounter a character around a campfire. I wanted more of that dude.
Yeah, what was that guy? I mean,
guy was awesome. I wanted more with him.
There was a lot in this film that you'll be able to talk to your friends about. There's a lot of things that after the film's over, you'll go, wow, what the hell was that? Oh, we didn't get into Dolly or whatever her name is.
We can go a little longer because I want to ask you a couple of questions.
All right.
First of all, me being a haunt guy, I'm watching when they're walking through the haunts with the camera. And I'm sure this is not their intention, but being a haunt guy, it kind of warmed my heart watching it. Be like, oh, haunts. I've seen that kind of scare. I've been that guy. I've done this, you know, and this is my world. I love these people. And this is awesome. As a non-haunt person watching it from the other side of the coin, how did the scenes walking through the haunts affect you? Was it creepy? Was it interesting? How were those scenes for you?
So I'm a big fan of haunted houses. I'm also not going to lie to you. I also get a tad bit anxiety over them, not knowing what I'm going to encounter with the actors and actresses inside
good,
the haunt.
Good. You're the kind of people we like.
Yeah. I don't scream and run and like all that stuff. I get anxiety because I don't know what they're about to do.
Well, that's because you haven't run into me in the haunt.
But I enjoy it 100%. Let's put it that way. So that part of it, watching and listening to Brandy walk through, that was pretty much me.
I want her to come through another world so bad.
But I had a couple of those times where they're walking through, like they're like, oh, I don't think we're supposed to go back here. Like, is that what a lot of haunted houses do? They try to lead you into places where you think you're not supposed to go? Or
misdirection is a very, very powerful tool.
Yeah.
Where you'll make someone look like where the road you're going through may not actually split, but it looks like it does, and you don't know which way to go. That moment of uncertainty is a very powerful thing and something that we definitely like to play upon.
Yeah, a couple times I was like, are they going back in like the back and they're not supposed to be there kind of thing? And I was like, that's cruel. That's pretty cool. There was another scene, actually, I wanted to bring up before you get into your next question. Do you remember this isn't a spoiler, guys, so don't worry about it. Do you remember the scene where they had the guy running and he runs against the wall?
Yes.
Do you have a feeling like that guy may be somebody that wasn't an actor? Or do you think they were trying to lead us down that road? Just a food for thought.
It very well could be.
Next question.
Okay, again, not a spoiler because she's in the trailer. The girl in the doll costume.
Oh,
like I said, I know where I'm familiar with that mask because we have a character in Netherworld who wears a similar mask and with a very different, you know, paint job and that whole thing, a different version from that doll. But I know the basic character, and so I was watching it, and that didn't creep me out because I know it. Can someone? From another point of view, how creepy was that? Because I watch Ardal creep the hell out of people in Netherworld.
She freaked me the fuck out. Pardon my French. Like that face, the movement, the facial expression that she contorts at one point. I had some massive issues with that. I think it's because of porcelain dolls. I think that kind of, when people look at porcelain dolls, they it kind of just looks too perfect, I think, for people.
Right.
And I think when they see something like that, especially the hair that they had on her,
mm-hmm.
that was, I think that was just the entire ensemble of her set it off. But when you check, you can check out a picture of her on my review. It's definitely not as creepy as you'll see in the film, but it'll lend you a little bit of visual about what you're about to see.
And I, having studied the art of pawn acting, whatever, I have a great appreciation for good vocal work in a character. She, the things she did with her voice in that movie.
Yeah.
In contrast with the visual aspects of the character were perfect. She was damn impressive. I wonder how many of the people in this movie that played haunt actors are actually haunt actors and how many of them were playing haunt actors. Because you can tell a lot of those people do this and know the art form, and you know, we're a little too spot on to not be actual haunt actors.
I would believe that more than 90% of those guys were the haunt actors.
I definitely would concur with that.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 stars. You?
I'll give it 3.5.
We're going to bring on director Bobby Rowe and Zach Andrews up next. Nathan, thanks for this talk. We will see you in a few weeks.
No problem. And if you are anywhere near the Atlanta area this Halloween, we have great haunts. We've got Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse. We've got Chambers of Horror. But definitely come see me at Netherworld Haunted House.
Oh, I would definitely do it if I were you. Also, we put up on our Real News Daily homepage, Facebook, and Twitter page a special calendar. Well, actually, it's a state map from houses that October built. Of all the cool haunts that they went to, and some of their favorite ones.
Really?
So check that out. And
I'm definitely going to check that out.
The blue ones are marked as the ones that they visited, and the other ones are the ones that they would like to recommend.
Okay.
So check the movie out. Bobby and Zach are up next. Nathan, I'm Michael. We will see you next time. See ya.
Happy Halloween.